Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up, and nothing gets me down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Felice Friedson is here. Felice is the president and CEO of the Media Line LTD, an American news agency specializing in coverage of the Middle East. She's based out of Jerusalem. TheMediaLine.org is the website. I encourage you to check it out and find out what they've got going on. They're a very unique entity, my friends, a very unique resource in that region. They cover the news in the Middle East as they see it, not as the politics want to bend it. Felice, thanks again for being here. I want you to tell us about where Israel is today with regard to the recent election. We've had a couple of interviews on it in March about this, about the upcoming. In fact, your husband, Michael, was here in the middle of March talking about it. Where do things stand right now?
Well, as we are sitting talking, we are in limbo. I think that everyone is waiting to see what's going to happen, what President Ruvi Rivlin might determine might be something different that he'll pull out of his bag, but nobody's sure whether he'll actually change the way it may move forward in handing over the ability to form a government to one of the parties. We don't know this yet, but Bibi Netanyahu, as it stood, he was holding strong in the beginning of the election, but what ended up is he wasn't able to actually form a coalition. He didn't have enough numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And remember,
but he did get quite a few. He got double the next party votes, but he's just not enough to wrap it up.
That's correct. But think about it. It's the fourth time in 2 years, and here Israel goes again.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is so much money is going down, you know, the pipeline going nowhere except for elections. There's no budget that's been cut. A lot of economy is really turned upside down.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Though,
yeah.
But Israeli technology and cybersecurity have just done tremendously well despite that, but that still isn't the majority of
what needs
the population.
To be done, Felice. What is the solution? I mean, and I'd like to remind people, folks, in Israel the president is basically a figurehead. The leader of the government is a prime minister who has a coalition that he or she can wield the government with. Go ahead, Felice. What should be done to fix
this? Remember, Jim, that person is the head of the party, and that you're voting for the party, not the person.
Right.
So this is what puts everybody back each time. And if you would just shut the country and start all over again and create some kind of system that works, you should have term limits, because otherwise you're not building leaders and giving
right.
people hope for change. No matter how good Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu might be, change of guard is important.
Mm-hmm.
Look across to Ramallah, where as we speak, they're scurrying to figure out what's going to go down. And mm-hmm. is President Abbas going to hold elections or not? And they're supposed to have parliamentary elections. Think about it. 2006 is the last time. On May 22nd, they're supposed to have parliamentary legislative council elections. So it's not like it's just Israel with the problem. You have general problems in areas in this region, and people think Israel is a complete democracy, which it's not.
Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about the Abraham Accords, which brought together Israel with Bahrain, with the Emirates, with Sudan, and also Morocco. I think do you feel that with the new administration, the Biden administration, the Abraham Accords have been diminished, are slowed down, or maybe put in jeopardy? What do you think?
I don't really think they're put in jeopardy. You know, I personally think that the people, and the business people in particular, that want to prosper from it will. As we speak, coming next week, we're invited to the landing of the Etihad airplane in Israel. The flights are going to start to take off. But I really feel strongly that you're going to see a disproportionate number of people from both sides in terms of engagement. You're going to see the business people from the Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco and other places coming to Israel. But you're not going to see, for instance, the tourists per se. I think you're really primarily going to see the Israelis flocking. The prices are lower than
that,
Israel.
Isn't that
in
the
terms
natural? Isn't that
travel.
A natural way of things? I mean, isn't that? I mean, a business person comes to Israel today, and then next year they bring their family back with them. What do you think?
No, I don't. I've seen it in terms of Jordan and Egypt, and there's always been that cold peace. And the peace has to trickle down to the nation and not stay at the higher tier. It's not just for the elite. And I think that if governments help to nurture that, then maybe you will see a shift.
So it doesn't need just to be allowing business. It needs to be fostering relationships with the cultures, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Felice, I've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts. How would you like to leave us?
I'd like to leave you with saying that we really, because we started with women, we need to empower women, we need to empower young people, and we hope people will actually go to our site, follow the news at themedialine.org, and help to maybe sponsor our students in our Press and Policy student program so they can advance and they can make changes we're talking about.
They're doing some amazing things there at themedialine.org, folks. I do encourage you to do what Felice said. Check out, see what they're doing. It might be something you'd want to do to help. And I do think that they're making an effort towards world peace over there. Hey, Felice, thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your courage and your leadership. And we'll see you next time.
And thank you for your program and having me on. Much appreciated.
Felice Friesen, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I want to bend me.
Yeah, my kind. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.